Welcome to Practicing What Jesus Preached, a Lenten podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan in New Canaan, Connecticut. The Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner offers a month of daily reflections, questions, practices, and prayers on Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. Take time to journey with Jesus this Lenten season by striving to put what Jesus preached into practice.
Matthew chapter 5, verses 33 through 37. Again, you have heard that it was said to those of ancient times, "You shall not swear falsely, but carry out the vows you have made to the Lord." But I say to you, do not swear at all, either by heaven, for it is the throne of God, or by the earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great King. And do not swear by your head, for you cannot make one hair white or black. Let your word be yes, yes, or no, no. Anything more than that comes from the evil one. So for anyone who's a little bit uncomfortable with Jesus' teaching on divorce in the preceding verses, these next few statements, I think, really clarify his primary intent. Jesus wants us to recognize that the making and taking of vows is serious business. Jesus wasn't really focused on chastising people who were enduring relational fractures. No, rather, he was intent on impressing on his listeners and on us the significance of vows made and taken. You know, pledging ourselves to others, making well-intentioned promises, committing or recommitting ourselves to God, that's just terribly important business. In fact, covenantal statements are such weighty matters, and our inability to keep our word is so commonplace that Jesus suggests that it's better for us to refrain from swearing an oath at all about what we either will or won't do. It's better to forego making a promise than breaking our word. You know, Jesus' encouragement is that we get in the habit of speaking plainly in all circumstances. Jesus said we should respond to requests made of us by saying either yes or no. Any further commitment can be hazardous. And you know this, we too often waffle and waver when asked us of something. We say maybe, or I need to think about it when someone asks us for something, or I'll try. When we know our answer should be a firm no. We hem and haw, we make excuses, we set conditions, we put off making decisions, even when we know, for instance, in another kind of matter, our response should be a resounding yes. Whether it's not wanting to disappoint people or conversely wanting to impress others with our emphatic commitment, both equivocating and overpromising are less than faithful and forthright ways of communicating and living. Jesus wants people of faith like us to speak clearly and act decisively. Making grand promises or vowing to do big things or unwisely committing ourselves to more than we can accomplish, it's just unwise and it's unfaithful. A simple yes or an honest no is often the best way to communicate our position on matters great and small. Speak plainly and clearly without making promises you can't keep. Do not give your word unless you are absolutely sure you can make good on it. If you do make vows and commitments, carry them out to their completion. Now, we've all broken promises at times and failed to follow through on commitments we've made. And thankfully, Scripture attests that God forgives us for those shortcomings. However, the goal is still before us, to be people of our word. So, just ask yourself today in form of a question, what role does decisiveness play, being decisive in following Jesus? Because that's what we're trying to do here. We're trying to follow Jesus, follow in the footsteps of Jesus. So, where does decisiveness play into that decision? And then, in terms of practice, I want you to make a list today of things you know you should say yes to. And then I want you to make a list of things that you know you should say no to. And then adhere to that list today. Let's pray. Lord, we too often make casual promises and we give our word without fully counting the cost. There are too many times, Lord God, when we equivocate instead of speaking plainly, clearly, honestly. Help us to be more careful when we give our word. And then give us the resolve to follow through on our word when we have given it. We pray that you would allow us the courage and the fortitude to communicate in simple ways, with yes and no, and not much more than that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. Copies of Practicing What Jesus Preached are available from all local and online booksellers. God bless you this Lenten season, and have a wonderful day.